more than half of the world's languages are expected to disappear by the end of this century. And linguists have identified 5 hotspots around the world where they are vanishing most rapidly.
The Living Tongues Institute and National Geographic presented these findings yesterday. Researchers say the 80 or so dominant languages are squeezing out the weaker ones.
In northern Australia, more than 200 languages are being overtaken by English. Here's a bit of one of them, Bardi. And we're assured the translation is, "These are my older brothers." We can hear that again.
In South America, people from the Andes to the Amazon Basin are at risk of losing more than 100 languages as Spanish and Portuguese take over. Here's a woman counting in a language called Chipaya.
In this country, the Pacific Northwest coast is home to more than 50 native languages that the Living Tongues Institute is worried about. Here is the word for cemetery in Tsleil-Waututh, a nearly extinct language in Oregon. The other North American hotspot is around Oklahoma, where Native American languages are concentrated.
Also on the list, Central and Eastern Siberian languages, where Russian is taking over.
Now, you might be thinking, fewer languages, easier communication, not a terrible thing. But linguists, like botanists and zoologists, prefer diversity.
And according to the experts, for many of the speakers of endangered languages, it's goodbye. Or as they say in Tuvan,
bye, Yerlu.